Welcome to Penance in Purgatory. I'm Abigail.
And I'm Wesley.
And I'm Josiah.
And this is a podcast where you can't tell whether we're in hell or not.
We have brought another one into the cult.
We have captured another victim.
Look, man, I'm already a part of one cult. I don't need to be a part of another.
No cults.
Why not? Cults are great.
Yeah, cults are great.
No.
Why not? Have you been in one, Abigail?
No.
Then don't knock it till you try it.
Cults are by definition harmful.
Well, what definition of cult are we going by?
The scientific one?
Are we talking about like the religious kind of cult? Like, the form of like veneration of whatever god?
That... Did you ever watch the video that I sent you that we linked in our sources that was about the definition of a cult?
Probably.
That's the definition I have no recollection I'm referencing. Of it. Cults don't to be religious to be a cult. Cults don't have to be non-religious to be a cult.
Okay.
They are so a group that controls...
have a fun time with torturing Abigail.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. And not in the fun way. Just
now
in
I
the
know
like,
what Alex meant.
I'm going to fucking kill you. Just in the I'm hurting children, even though I'm no longer working with children, kind of way.
What the fuck? I don't know what that means, but it's getting cut out.
What? How is that confusing?
Maybe I just dissociate entirely about what you're talking about. Recording this after Abigail and I have come home from work, so my brain is not working.
I was just saying that this isn't the fun kind of torture, it's the I'm hurting cats kind of torture.
Okay, hurting cats is not that hard.
Okay, let me phrase it this way, the hurting children kind of way.
But I don't like children.
Exactly. So this episode will mostly be a collection of spaz. Josiah has a fun quiz for us. Wes has some questions that are hopefully appropriate.
Fun fact, I didn't actually do the quiz.
I'm gonna fucking murder you.
So this is take two, because the audio was an absolute dumpster fire. So we wasted all of our mini games on him.
Which, okay.
Unfortunately, that will never see the light of day.
Abigail will have a quiz.
Do you just, like, have a quiz on standby?
No, but I can make one in 5 minutes.
I mean, I have the beginnings of a quiz.
Yes, but can you make it in 5 minutes while at the same time paying attention to recording this podcast?
It's already kind of made, so.
So then why don't we just do it?
Because it's only, like, 5 questions.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I have 2 quizzes. One is easy, and one is hard, and they're each 5 questions.
I'm sorry. You went from having no quizzes to 2 quizzes.
Well, I didn't...
What?
I didn't know that 5 questions was acceptable.
What did you think was the minimum?
10?
No.
Oh, okay.
Josiah. I'm used to just yelling at Abigail on the podcast.
Jesus.
My bad. Okay. Which one do you want to do first? The hard quiz or the easy quiz?
Let's start with the easy one.
I was going to say the opposite because we need to...
Because you like it hard? I'm sorry.
We were going for mildly appropriate this episode, but I guess we're not anymore. I was going to say the harder one first, because we're most likely to have Wes's brain cells sooner rather than later.
My brain cells got left at the doorstep of work.
Start with the easy one then, I guess.
The easy one? Okay.
Yeah, I'll start with the easy one.
It is...
So what is the topic of this quiz?
Computer parts.
Oh, fuck.
So it should be noted.
I didn't know what the fucking M.2 was until you made me get one.
Oh my god.
Because I was running out of storage on my computer.
So it should be noted that I'm currently working on my degree in cybersecurity. I'm very good at software, but I am fucking awful at hardware.
Fuck.
Mainly because I have zero manual dexterity, and so I don't touch things, because I am just afraid that it's going to, like, burst into flames. So this is going to be an adventure.
Yeah, it is.
Please tell me it's at least multiple choice.
Sure.
It is not.
I can make it multiple choice, but it's actually,
we're just going to raw dog it. Let's go.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Abigail, this podcast always marked as explicit, so we can say whatever the fuck we want.
No lube required for this quiz, I guess.
Break out the lube!
The second quiz, you're gonna want lube. Alright, what does...
No, we'll just... for the second quiz, we'll just need to dip ourselves in a vat of Vaseline. Sorry, continue.
Alright. So, the first question is, what does CPU stand for, and what is it?
Computer Processing Unit.
Yes. I'm surprised you knew that one.
I'm surprised as well.
Yay!
And what is it?
Can't answer that.
So I'm going to give Wes the opportunity to answer first, because I feel like I'm going to have a better chance of getting these right.
That's a bad idea.
And as usual, I want to maximize Wes's suffering.
Okay, I don't even know where to start with trying to describe that. I am nigh illiterate when it comes to computers.
Well, what do you think it would be? Just from the name alone.
Well, it processes information. As to what kind of information it processes, no fucking clue.
Okay. So it's basically the brain of the computer.
Like the motherboard kind of thing?
I'm
going to make both of you want to punch me in the face because of this quiz.
The CPU is attached to the motherboard. It's like a small little chippy piece. And it is the brain. So, like, the motherboard is the bigger brain. But I guess if you're going with this analogy, the CPU would be, like, the frontal lobe.
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like only 10% of our listeners are going to get that.
I consider the CPU the brain, and the motherboard is, like, the nervous system.
Yeah, that's a better analogy.
So, but yes, I will give you 1 point.
Point.
So, do we have a collective points?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're going to need it for the second quiz.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Should I continue?
Continue.
Okay. I just wanted to mention that, like, when we were going over potential things we could do on the podcast for this episode, Josiah was talking about, like, things that he could make a quiz on, and he said something like, well, I'm gonna do something that I know more about than either of you two, and my response was, so it's either hardware, hentai, or cooking. So I'm glad I at least got one of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, what does RAM stand for, and what is it?
I don't know what it stands for, but I know it's another type of processor.
So it stands for random access memory, I believe, right?
And what does it do?
It stores data on the computer. Mostly it stores things like... my headphone fell off. It stores...
That's what you get for wearing earbuds.
I like them, though. It doesn't make me feel claustrophobic.
Headphone gang.
No, she's like earbuds.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
He was saying that to, like, commune with you.
Commune?
I couldn't think of a better word.
Commune.
So random access memory, or RAM, stores things like the general computers, like basic like skeleton hardware, things like the graphical interface, basically like the backbone of the computer, if that makes sense, as well as other memory stuff.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's mostly just things that the computer needs faster than an actual storage device can give it.
Okay.
So literally anything that I don't know, like you said, the graphics interface.
Yeah.
Basically.
Things like startup else. Information.
Yeah. Stuff like that. So yeah. I'll give it to you. All right. This is, speaking of RAM, what does DDR stand for? As in
Dance Dance Revolution.
No.
It's in DDR4 memory.
I hold my stance. Stands for Dance Dance Revolution.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I knew it at one point, but I'm not remembering.
Okay. It is a double data rate, and I didn't expect you to get that.
What the fuck is that used for?
It's basically the... It's the different generations of RAM. Like, because there was DDR, yeah. DDR2, DDR3, DDR4, and others DDR5. So it's the different steps up in how much... a physical stick of RAM can process.
Yeah, there's no universe where I would have gotten that right.
I kind of expect.
Okay, well, while Josiah's fixing whatever the fuck just happened, Abigail, I want you to open up Google.
Oh, God.
And I want you to look up German hiring signs. Because I came across it at one point. Because I'm learning German. But I had seen on, I think it was like a Facebook page or something. And people are like, what the fuck is this?
Do I look
in just go to images?
Okay.
Go to images.
Okay.
What so am if I you're on Google, for? It should be the second one. The red box. And what? I want you to read what this says.
You're so mean. I don't know how to pronounce this in German.
Okay, the W sounds like a V.
Weird.
It sounds exactly like you think it does, by the way.
Wir,
well, no.
Wir
suchen dick. It looks like they're trying to say we're sucking dick.
Yes, it does. So thanks
for that. It's wir suchen dick. I think I pronounced that right. The words below that, no idea what that means. Maybe we'll post this in our sources page. So I'm just going to post this in our Discord chat real quick. So when Josiah comes back from his expedition, he'll see just this giant sign that says we're sucking dick. You're so... How am I mean, Abigail?
Making me pronounce words in other languages without practice.
But you know what it looked like, right?
Yes, I knew what it looked like the minute I saw it.
It means something along the lines of we want you.
Yeah, I'm sure like, it does.
It's German! German is a fascinating language. Not as angry as everybody makes it sounds, but they have a lot of, like... They have a lot of sounds that aren't a thing in English. So that's why they always sound drunk.
I like listening to other people speak other languages. I wish I was better at learning other languages. But I think my brain is just too, like, analytical for me to very easily learn other languages.
Well, we can learn German together, Abigail.
No.
Yes.
It took me like 5 years to even be like slightly understanding of some Spanish.
And Duolingo is a thing.
Oh God. I still get emails from them. And I haven't used their app in like 3 years.
Well, open it back up, Abigail, right now.
No. I don't have it installed.
Well, you install it.
No.
Okay.
What is your next question? After you react to the image that Wes sent you.
Yeah, it's in Discord. I see it. I see it.
Do you know what that translates to? Or what it is?
I don't know.
It is a German hiring sign.
What?
Yes, that's a hire. It roughly translates to "we want you." The lower text, no idea what that means. But yeah, it's just them trying to how Germany hires people.
That's
okay. I suck a dick.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I mean, wouldn't you take a job if they offered to suck your dick?
Not really.
Probably not. Depends on what the job is.
Depends on what the job is. What kind of job would you take if they offered to suck your dick?
Depends. What's the pay like and what's the job?
Oh my god.
So Josiah, what is your next question?
My next question? Here, we're gonna go back to easy ones.
Wait, why did we go? I thought we were in the easy ones.
No, I threw a hard one in there just to throw you off.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Wes thinks they're all hard.
I knew what CPU was.
You thought DDR was Dance Dance Revolution.
I knew it wasn't, but I know what it actually was, so I just decided to go with something mildly humorous.
Fair. Okay, what does HDD stand for?
Hard disk drive.
And what is it?
Well, I mean, a disk drive is a drive that reads disks.
Yes.
Abigail, go ahead and correct me, because I know I'm fucking wrong.
Isn't it the removable box thing that you can use to put disks in a computer?
Nope.
I was surprised that Wes got HDD, because I had absolutely no clue on that one.
Get wrecked, son!
I'm still not going to give you a point, because, Wes, technically an HDD is a storage device that has a disk in it, but it is constantly reading and writing. So it's not like a CD that you just slide into a...
I think I now know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the thing with the tiny disc.
Yeah.
The tiny disc.
It's a tiny disc.
It's a tiny
disc. Thank you.
Abigail, you're a tiny disc.
That means you don't think I'm fat. I appreciate that.
But yeah, it's the tiny disc that...
Abigail, this is you.
Rude.
Okay, and the final question is, what is an SSD?
A solid state drive.
What does it do?
I know it's similar to a hard drive, but it's quieter, and that's really all I know.
It's quieter.
What?
It's quieter.
It is, in fact, quieter.
I know, but that? Just, like, thinking that that's... The...
That, okay, I'm gonna pass this off on Abigail because I don't fucking know. isn't it like a storage unit?
It is a storage device. It's typically smaller and faster than a hard drive. And it's coded slightly differently. I'm trying to think how to explain this so it makes sense.
The only reason I know that much is because of one of mine and Josiah's old co-workers yelled at me about them for 20 minutes.
It just has less pathways to get to memory than a hard drive, so it's typically faster to get there than a hard drive.
Yes.
I think that makes sense to the layman. 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 Common man. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Average Joe.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay.
Lit.
I will.
Yay, give you we passed point. The first quiz.
You got 3 out of 5.
That's passing.
Barely passing. C's get degrees.
I will take it on this quiz. We're about to get wrecked on the second one. But let's answer one of Wes's weird questions first.
So, both of you die tomorrow. What do your headstones say?
It depends. Am I the one writing it or are other people writing it?
Your choice.
Because I feel like what it says changes drastically on whether I'm writing it or whether someone else writes it. I feel like if I wrote it, it would say, like, fucking finally.
Fucking finally.
If I wrote mine, I would make it say this should have happened sooner.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
This should have happened sooner.
I feel like if someone else wrote mine, it would probably say something like,
beloved daughter and sister.
No.
All that cheesy bullshit.
No. I don't know. It would probably say, like, why did God curse this planet with this being?
I've already explained to Abigail, I don't want to get buried. I've explained to her what I want to be done with my body when I die.
I also want to be cremated. After my organs are donated.
No, I don't want to be cremated. I want a funeral pyre. Or I want someone to put my body in a boat and light the boat on fire. Preferably the latter.
Well, I don't want to pollute the ocean, so you're getting a fucking funeral pyre.
No, we find like a fucking lake. Make a lake. Do it in a swimming pool.
You can't want a Viking funeral in a swimming pool?
Yes! Yes, I want to have a Viking funeral in a swimming pool.
Oh my god.
How do you want to be buried, or whatever, Josiah?
I don't know. I don't really care.
Tabor's gonna yeet him off a nice high cliff.
No!
Do it.
No.
And that's what I choose. I choose being yeeted.
I will
yoet off of a cliff.
I refuse to do that.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll drag your dead ass up a mountain and throw you off. That's what friends are for. Is that illegal?
No.
Throwing it already. Like, no. with his consent while he's alive. To throw his dead body off a cliff once he dies.
No, because it's polluting an area with a dead body. It's desecration of a dead body.
But is it desecration if I have his permission?
Yes. Okay, what's your next weird question?
And well, then we have Josiah's other quiz to go to.
Well, we'll do your next question and then we'll do Josiah's quiz.
If you were forced to be on one reality TV show, what would it be?
Oh, God.
And, like,
I think Josiah's
as trashy
would,
as you want it to be.
I think Josiah's would be Hell's Kitchen.
It would. I just want to fuck with everybody there.
I thought you were going to say that you wanted to fuck Gordon Ramsay.
No.
You don't want to bang Gordon Ramsay?
No, he's not my type.
A very attractive chef isn't your type. You sure?
He's not that attractive, Abigail.
For being old, he's still pretty attractive.
How old is Gordon Ramsay?
He's like 50.
He is 55.
Hey.
I don't really know that many, like, reality TV shows.
There's so many.
Yeah, there are way too many.
I'm trying to think.
Like, one of my friends, we both love bad movies, but he loves trashy reality TV. One time we end up watching this terrible show on Netflix called The Floor is Lava. It's exactly what you'd expect, and it's worse than you think.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I think yes. It'd be interesting to be on The Bachelorette, just because then I could be like, bring me the attractive people!
You don't want to be on The Bachelor?
No, because I would be sent home like the second that I got there.
No, it'd be you. With, like, 12 women vying for you.
The Bachelorette is the one where the woman gets to pick people. The Bachelor is the one where the guy gets to pick people.
And Abigail, you want to be a bachelor?
Yeah, you don't want to be a bachelor?
They need one where it's like, bring me the attractive people.
Like the Goblin King Bachelor?
And it's just like, men and women get brought to me. That would be amusing. But people would but people would leave because
an LGBT version of the Bachelor, because then they wouldn't be trying to go for the one person, they'd just start dating each other.
I know, but like, honestly, that would be so much more interesting.
See, the show you're thinking of is Big Brother. Everybody ends up dating everybody at the end of that, basically.
Meh.
Meh. Just meh.
I just don't want to be on a reality TV show.
Too bad, bitch.
You've been forced.
I'm not the kind of personality that would be good on a reality TV show. Like,
that sounds like a you problem. Maybe you should fix it.
Rude. I was more going to say I'm very introverted, so I wouldn't.
Aren't we all?
Very good at like being outspoken and like portraying my thoughts to people on a reality TV show, like they kind of expect you to do.
Put your heart and soul out to a camera.
Yeah, I would suck at that. I don't even like to give my heart and soul to, like, people.
Oh, I know! So I have to go full Mulleron from Indiana Jones 2 and rip it out.
Wes has to, like, use the rib spreaders. Crack open the cavity and rip it the fuck out.
Sounds like fun.
No.
Why not? Alright.
Next quiz. Is it about hentai or cooking? Because either way, we're fucked.
Hey, I'd be decent at the cooking one.
I would be fucked.
Well, Wes, if you get a passing score on this cooking quiz,
hot shit,
I will give you $5.
All right, let's fucking go. All
right, what is a bechamel sauce?
Fuck me.
The fuck?
I've seen this on.
Spell that for me.
I've seen this on Worst Cooks in America one time. Isn't it like a creamy sauce?
Abby, that's the reality show you need to go on.
Rude.
You can only cook things if it's in an Instapot.
That's more than most people on Worst Cooks in America. Like, that's there was one guy bechamel who made ramen noodles in the package, and he like poured boiling water in the plastic package of noodles and then rolled it in the noodles and then in a paper towel and called it like a prison sandwich or something like that.
A prison sandwich.
See, I would just do that to mess with people.
Okay, and don't do anything to mess with people, you fucking psycho.
Wow, I see what it is.
Josiah is like the low-key of everyone's friend group.
Josiah, what does that mean?
There was that one story that you almost, how you made almost a room full of people throw up that got cut out.
So what is a bechamel sauce?
Bechamel sauce is a milk-based sauce that is mixed with flour and butter.
Do I get a point? I said it was a creamy sauce.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me what it was made out of, and that's kind of important.
It sounds like it's made out of cream.
With flour and butter.
I use the word cream. What more do you want from me?
I want a milk-based sauce mixed with flour and butter.
Just like, you're a milk-based sauce made with flour and butter.
Okay.
But butter is just a loaf of milk, Josiah.
Yeah, but you forgot the flour part.
And?
That's the most important part. That's the thickening agent.
Oh my god.
Your mom is the thickening agent.
No, his mom is the essential oils agent.
Oh my god. That's our old boss. His mother.
It's both of
his
them.
His mom's near the top of the pyramid scheme. That is Young Living. Alright, continue on past the bechamel sauce.
Alright, what is demi-glace sauce.
Fuck, I know this.
It's like a sauce that's kind of like molasses-y, but like more liquid than that.
Do we need to list thickening agents?
Oh my god. I'm gonna go with flour.
How specific do we need to be?
You need the main ingredient. Well, actually, there's two main ingredients, but...
Isn't there usually, like, alcohol in it?
That's not a main ingredient.
Sugar?
If people add alcohol, it's as a flavoring.
Sugar is in there.
Ish.
Is there dairy involved?
Not really.
Isn't it usually like some kind of fruit juice?
Fruit juice? No.
Damn it. Well, it has flour. And that's all I got.
I'm just trying to figure out how to make a gay joke out of fruit juice.
You're a fruit juice.
No, Abigail, the tears you cry during your panic attacks are fruit juice.
Jesus.
Okay.
All right, tell us what a demi-glaze sauce is.
It is an espinol and usually a meat stock.
The fuck is an espinol?
It's a brown sauce. It's like the building block.
What is a brown sauce? It's anything from gravy to gross ketchup.
Yeah, it basically.
I'm sorry, a brown sauce isn't specific enough.
Espinol is.
So you it's need like to diarrhea, list... essentially. Diarrhea is a brown sauce?
I mean...
Abigail, I'm a child, you know this. It could be used as a brown sauce, could it not? What's your next question?
What is sautéing?
I know this.
Isn't it usually frying vegetables in a pan, possibly with or without oil? Preferably with, otherwise you might burn your house down. I guess it's not exclusive to vegetables, though.
Usually on a low to medium heat.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Sure.
No. It is what? Required. Fat is required to saute.
Fat is required?
Yeah, fat, butter, any sort of greasing agent is required to saute.
I said oil.
You didn't oil? Say required.
Oil is a greasing agent, though.
Yes, it is, and I'm not denying that oil is a part that you can use to saute. It's actually the most common.
I'm sorry that your vegetables need to get all lubed up to be prepared correctly.
Okay, before you wrote this quiz, could you have passed it?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
What are you talking about?
He went to culinary school! Continue. We'll move past your lubed up vegetables.
Okay, what is a charcuterie board?
Yes, I know this! I sent Abigail a whole video about this, it was a dick-shaped charcuterie board. It's called a cock-cuterie board. So it is a piece of wood that has usually meats and cheese, sometimes vegetables.
And sometimes, and like tiny crackers and breads.
Yeah.
Like fig jam and shit like that.
It's like,
but
it's like finger foods.
Almost always meat and cheese.
I was thinking about charcuterie boards earlier today. Coming from a food safety perspective, that thing is a fucking nightmare. Because a lot of different people come up and grab things, and it just sits out at room temperature for hours. It is... No.
Yeah.
It is a breeding ground for bacteria. Do we pass?
You got one question correct. Congratulations. Woo!
Abigail, we need to get Josiah a cock cutery board for his birthday.
No, I'm okay.
No, just like you're getting a cock cutery board.
I'm okay. Okay, and final question. What is a stock?
So it's like a liquid, because it's like vegetable stock, like beef stock, chicken stock. It's like juice, kind of. Like concentrated juice from this one specific thing. It depends on what type of stock you have.
No, it's like watered down slightly.
I think it's concentrated. We can have different answers here.
Fine. It's kind of like a broth, but not really.
It's like a broth concentrate kind of thing. But Abigail thinks it's watered down.
Abigail is correct.
Woo!
God fucking damn it.
Get wrecked. Maybe you're the one that needs to go on Worst Cooks in America.
Bitch, I know how to cook chicken in a pan on the stove.
I do too.
Really?
When you're not watching me. And no one else is home.
Sure.
Congratulations, Abigail. You have gotten 2 out of 5.
I would like to request a bonus question.
Honestly, I didn't even think I would get 1 out of 5 correct, so I'm pretty pleased with that
result.
You're
welcome for the charcuterie board.
I would have gotten that one correct anyway.
Bonus question. What is a hollandaise sauce?
Fuck.
It's a sauce that has eggs and cream, and I think it sometimes has, like, vegetables or something in it. It's like a thicker sauce.
Abigail but I know is on correct.
Really?
It is usually made with... Well, yeah, you got the primary ingredient, which is eggs. So.
Because I know on Hell's Kitchen, Gordon Ramsay threw a fit in one of the challenges because the guy served him, like, basically scrambled eggs in the hollandaise sauce.
Yep.
What? Maybe I need to watch more cooking shows.
Maybe you should.
Hell's Kitchen and Worst Cooks in America and Kitchen Nightmares are pretty much the only reality TV shows I watch.
The three of us need to get together and watch The Great British Bake Off.
Why?
Why not? You don't want to see old ladies making things? Making desserts?
No.
Josiah, would you be down to watch The Great British Bake Off with me?
Not really. I've seen a few episodes. It's not that great.
Lame! But it's sweet old British ladies. Okay, do you prefer front or top load washing machines?
I prefer front load just because I'm short and everything is high. And so to, like, reach the bottom of my top load washing machine, I have to stand on my tiptoes.
Just like front or top load washing machines.
I don't really care.
Interesting.
As long as it's a washing machine and top not like...
I have one.
Oh.
If you were to start a cult, what would be your main principle that the cult is based on?
For as many times I thought about starting a cult, this question never occurred to me.
What?
Do you not regularly think about starting a cult?
No.
I mean, Alex and I always joked about starting a cult to Abigail because he refers to her as the goddess of heresy for some fucking reason.
Because I'm a non-believer in most things.
Because you like to commit all of the blasphemy?
No, I just question everything. And that's apparently wrong. Despite the fact that Alex is also a godless atheist.
But he's also terrified of death.
I know.
To a humorous degree.
I am not terrified of death.
Sounds like a solid you problem.
No, it's a solid me solution.
Josiah, if you were to start a cult, what would the main thing be? Cannibalism.
No, that's too weird.
Too weird. You can't go wrong with cannibalism.
Hentai.
That already exists.
A hentai cult?
Yeah, yes. There's like 20 of them.
Oh.
I don't know. Probably just like some weird, stupid ritual. Like
actual answer. I do have an actual answer.
Sorry. Okay. What would your actual Cthulhu. Answer be?
Cthulhu. What was that sound for? Ugh. I'm sorry. Are you not all down bad for Cthulhu like you are everything else?
I'm going to murder you.
You're not all down bad for Cthulhu?
Murder.
Oh, my cult would be, like, you have to chant some, like, random stupid saying surrounded by a circle of white claws.
Why that white claws? Like a
frat house.
Exactly.
Interesting life choice. Grant, I will say, I think I have started multiple cults in Elden Ring.
What?
So PvP's a thing in that game. So me and one of my friends, we would basically help each other out, and we would do the same. We'd always get at least 2 to 3 people involved in this besides us. What we would do, we would basically strip our characters down naked, so there's just an underwear and, like, a mask. And we would carry nothing but torches, put glowing stones around somebody, and then just slowly walk in a circle.
Interesting life choice.
Yeah, I think that counts as a cult.
Yeah. We've done this with multiple people, and then we also, when we were done, we had a specific ceremony we did before we killed somebody.
Scientifically, that doesn't actually count as a cult, FYI.
Nobody fucking cares about your scientific definition, Becky.
This is why Alex calls me the goddess of heresy.
All right,
what does the scientific definition of cult say?
Don't get her started.
I'll send you a video explanation of it.
Okay.
I would send you a book, but I don't think you'd read it.
Probably not, I'm going to be honest.
Send you a video.
I would forget about it.
It has pictures.
Pictures, yay.
All right, and that's all we have for you today.
You can check us out on our social medias.
At Pen and Purgatory on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You can send us an email and ask us what the fuck we're doing with our lives.
At penanceandpurgatory@gmail.com.
You can like our podcast on Facebook and Apple Podcasts.
Rate our podcast. You can like it anywhere on any social media you would like to.
Yes.
Tell your friends. Tell your wives. Tell your husbands.
I promise not every episode is like this.
Tell your other non-gender-specific relatives or spouses.
Or partners. Or cats.
Or cats.
Or snakes.
We like cats. Send us pictures of your cats.
Ooh, yes, do that. Yes, tell your hamster.
Just send us pictures of your pets.
I would be very excited. I'll take pictures
of spiders. Abigail hates spiders.
I will not be opening the pictures of spiders.
I will be opening the pictures of spiders.
I will be very sad if I open a picture about spiders. So please label please them. Please send a picture of spider.
Please label something for Abigail and let it be a picture of a spider.
I will be sad.
All right. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.